This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
The global energy story since Russia invaded Ukraine more than a year ago now has been, even more than oil, natural gas, specifically nat gas in Europe. The thing with energy, though, is that it's a global market. And so what's been happening in Europe, the pipeline challenges, the supply shortages, and now the surpluses, that all affects the rest of the planet and most specifically emerging markets. India and Thailand, much of Latin America, they've all scrambled to handle energy crises of their own as much of the natural gas that they'd been hoping for had been rerouted to Europe. That, as Marketplace's Lily Jamali reports, might be starting to change.
Liquefied natural gas is the super chilled stuff that can be transported by ship instead of by pipeline. Raymond James energy analyst Pavel Molchanov says Europe's willingness to pay top dollar after the invasion squeezed less wealthy nations.
Those economies simply cannot afford to pay three or four times what they normally pay for fuel.
With less natural gas, Bangladesh and Pakistan, for example, have endured blackouts and power rationing this last year. That's affected daily life and major economic sectors like the garment industry. Bangladesh, which is home to almost 170 million people, uses natural gas to generate the majority of its electricity. The country cut power on 85 out of 92 days counted by Reuters in late 2022. Now, natural gas prices are lower because Europe is buying less of it. Bogdan Propakovich at the University of Massachusetts Amherst says the weather in Europe has helped.
There were some colder days, but luckily the winter was not as bad as we were kind of anticipating.
So Bangladesh, along with Pakistan, Indonesia, and Vietnam, are buying more LNG again. But Anna Mikulska of Rice University's Baker Institute says last year's LNG shortage may have disrupted the push to replace dirtier fossil fuels like coal with natural gas.
They end up being concerned about the future of LNG, which basically will translate into their reluctance of thinking about investment in LNG.
Infrastructure investments that can add up without protecting hundreds of millions of people from more shortages and blackouts in the future. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.